From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. A petition by American diplomats who disagree with the Obama administration's Syria policy was distributed on the State Department's so-called dissent channel, intended to give U.S. Foreign Service professionals an opportunity to express their candid views, even if they conflict with government-established policy, without fear of retribution or reprisals. VOA State Department correspondent Pam Dawkins.
This stands in stark contrast to the current U.S. policy, which is focused mainly on assisting rebels in fighting Islamic State and al-Nusra, and also working on a diplomatic front for a political transition in Syria. There have been indications of unhappiness with this policy before within the State Department, but the concern that the ceasefire, which enacted earlier this year, has largely frayed and is near collapse, and also the concern that the Russian-backed Syrian regime has shown little interest in a political transition and has continued its airstrikes against rebels, seems to have taken this to a new level.
VOA's Pam Dawkins. Secretary of State John Kerry told reporters in Copenhagen Friday that he would discuss the memo when he returned to Washington. U.S. Defense Chief Ash Carter has slammed Russia for bombing U.S.-backed opposition forces in southern Syria, calling the actions problematic. Mr. Carter also suggested the Russian military did not properly use a communication line that was established between the two countries to prevent unsafe U.S. and Russian air operations over Syria. U.S. has criticized Russia's tactics and operational activities in Syria on a number of occasions and has repeatedly refused to work with Russian forces inside Syria. This is VOA News.